In his two tours with the Indiana National Guard's agribusiness development team, reporter Douglas Wissing has spent a lot of time eating military base food. In this segment of WFIU's series Cultivating Afghanistan, Doug chews on the matter of feeding an army.
Perhaps you've heard the saying, an army travels on its stomach. The agribusiness development team is no different, and this team sure isn't going hungry in Afghanistan. The dining facilities, or DFACs, at Forward Operating Base Salerno offer an astonishing variety, particularly considering the base's remote Central Asian location. At many meals, there are four different entrees, sidebars of ethnic dishes, and fresh fruits and vegetables flown in from Dubai. Some soldiers love the DFAC food, like Sergeant Richard Gutneck.
I think it's wonderful, actually. Wide variety of food, particularly for being here on a FOB. I think we have plenty of health. I mean, they post all the calorie counts and everything, so you have choices. Some of the guys talk about getting bored with it. I don't ever. There's always plenty for me to eat. I can have a fresh salad, that kind of stuff.
After months of DFAC food, other soldiers are less enthusiastic.
It's not impressive.
Feeds us.
It's just pretty predictable that they're going to have everything, same thing day in, day out.
Chow is all right. It gets a little redundant from time to time, especially when we run out of this or that. If I see another yellow Great Gatorade, I think I'm going to puke.
That's Sergeants Darvin Moore, Jared Kirkpatrick, Benjamin Fullenwider, and Brendan Wilsinski. Officers with more seasoning, like ADT Executive Officer Lieutenant Colonel Gary Thomas, try to give the fare a fair shake.
They do a pretty good job of fixing it and changing it up a bit here and there. Sometimes when supplies get a little low, it gets a little different, but we could be eating MREs, or what we used to have is tea rations.
Ah, the legendary MREs, meals ready to eat. Sergeant David Shaner says there's a standard recipe for eating MREs.
First thing we always do is look at which one we got, because there's many. And soldiers tend to find their favorites and try to fish those out when we crack open a case of them. Now, the first thing we would normally do, if we're going to eat it as a complete meal, is take out our little MRE heater.
The MRE heater is a small plastic bag of chemicals that you place with the entree and some water. A chemical reaction heats the food. There's a calorie-rich cornucopia of stuff in an MRE. Fruit cobbler, cheese spread, potato sticks, coffee, powdered fruit drink, a heavy wheat bread, and, Shaner says, some formidable crackers.
You know, the crackers, you could about shingle a roof with those bad boys. Last resort weapon.
In this case, the MRE purports to be spaghetti. After 5 minutes, the bag is opened, doused with the MRE's tiny bottle of Tabasco sauce, and stirred.
It doesn't taste real bad.
No, they're not awful.
One of the things I've consistently heard about MREs is they have a legendary ability to stop you up.
Yes.
Can you speak to that?
They absolutely do.
The soldiers also use food to reward themselves. After a previous night's Taliban attack, there's a special treat.
We're authorized ice cream tonight because we had rockets fired at us last night.
For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.